Prepare the poison. Every Sunday night, I prepare the poison. I line up translucent orange bottles on the table where we eat family meals. I flip open the row of little compartments, start dropping in a week's worth of colors. Round white pills, oblong white pills, red pills, tan and green pills, yellow Texas-size pills. Neon pink and purple pills straight out of the 80s. And then the blue beauties, the killers, the ones that dissolve into his blood, assassinating cells around them, both good and bad. Hours later, he opens Monday AM and takes what I have laid out, all 25 of them. I am relieved it happens before I wake, so I don't have to watch him choke them down. He's never been good at swallowing medication. Later, I take him to the clinic, watch them drive the needle into his stomach, push the plunger slowly to barrel's end. He thrashes, startling the nurse. He's never been good at getting injections. He endures it all, and then we wait. We wait for toxins to infiltrate the rebellion. We hope for them to slit the throats of the renegade cells that have set up camp and are taking over his body. The most unnerving thing about blood cancer? It's everywhere. You can't cut it out. It's in his pinky toe. It's in his elbow. His heart pumps it through four chambers and out to waiting flesh with every pulse. When I kiss him, I think, this is the taste of cancer. It emanates from his pores. This is the smell of cancer. I caress his scaly, discolored skin. This is the feel of cancer. My worst fears gather in the quiet dark. This is the sleeplessness of cancer. I can beg the universe until dawn. But only one thing can I do of any use. Every Sunday night, I prepare the poison.